The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 29th of January. Where has this month gone? It's almost over. 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Monday is starting off good for some songwriters out there if you're on a streaming service. The U.S. Copyright Royalty Board has ruled for an increase in songwriters' rates on these streaming services like Apple and Spotify that will give them about a 43.8% pay raise over the next 5 years. However, though, with good news, there's bad news, because this isn't exactly what the writers really wanted. They kind of wanted to be paid per stream. But the National Music Publishers Association said that, hey, it's the best songwriters' deal they've ever had. This is coming from the people that don't write the songs. Now, you might remember Facebook's assistants, the AIM, kind of flopped, actually. But Facebook isn't giving up on AI just yet. In fact, they're trying to teach chatbots how to, you know, just have a nice little long conversation with you. Now, funny enough, researchers from Facebook's Fair Lab explain they've actually failed on a number of levels when it comes to having a consistent personality for these chatbots, you think? Yeah, I'd say so. The first thing they want to change is giving access to these chatbots to the previous conversation that you had with them. Meaning, yes, they might be storing our conversations now. They didn't say that, but it looks like it could be good in that way. Now, Facebook wants to, instead of mapping out pre-programmed questions and answers, they want to teach chatbots to look at different patterns, giving you a much more fluid conversation like you'd have with, say, a person. And, of course, it's all about getting the data right to begin with. Well, at least that's what Facebook says. Now, don't get alarmed yet. This is still research. Meaning, one, these chatbots ain't going to change their attitude anytime soon. And number two, we'll probably just have to wait for that terms of service that we agree to give Facebook our entire lives and our soul. But hey, at least chatbots will be smarter. Well, hackers are at it again. This time it has everything to do with cryptocurrency. And it happened in Japan, of all places. Yep, CoinCheck said that they lost nearly $400 million in a security breach. Wow! And according to what we're hearing over at Bloomberg, that about 500 million NEM tokens, yeah, that's the cryptocurrency tokens, have actually been sent from the company illicitly. And they're not really sure how the hell this happened. Those of you that don't know what NEM is, it's just like Bitcoin or any other really cryptocurrency out there. In fact, it's actually the 8th largest cryptocurrency by volume. Meaning, I guess, from a hacker's point of view, it's enticing but not big enough like Bitcoin that they may get or not get caught. And right now, it's looking like they may not get caught. Because, there's no leads. Yeah, it's not been a good weekend or a Monday over there for CoinCheck in Japan. And finally, this one goes out to all of our Elton John fans who are probably crying today because we just realized that Elton John's going to be doing his last round of concerts before he retires. Oh, goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Now, even though Elton John is retiring, that doesn't mean he's turned a blind eye to all the new tech. So much, in fact, that Elton John announced his final world tour via, guess what, a VR video. Which, of course, he announced the Farewell Yellow Brick Tour. Yellow Brick meaning Yellow Brick Road, yeah, it's probably his most famous album. Now, yes, you could have watched the stream in standard format. However, though, if you had access to a cardboard VR viewer, woohoo! It was like Elton John was right there with you. Now, as far as augmented reality and Elton John, nah, they ain't stopping there. Apparently, Elton is looking into AR as another means of preserving his music for future generations. Meaning when he's dead, long, and gone, you'll probably still get to see him in concert. See, it's like it always is when these bands or musicians say, oh, it's my farewell tour. It never is. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, powered by the lovely people over there at uk2.net. Come check it out for all the BTN content. We, of course, are on Facebook and Instagram as well at British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community. If you're not a part of it, we'd love to have you. Come on over. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back for your Tuesday installment with, I hope, a hell of a lot better tech news. Boy, it was a slow weekend. Of course, you've listened to this show already. You know that. In any case, I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope you have a fantastic Monday. Don't worry about working today. That's what Tuesday's for. We'll see you tomorrow, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.